What's going on, guys? Anthony here. So I'm working on this People Analytics Coursera course, and they're tapping briefly into company culture and corporate culture. And there's a question here that they're asking me on one of the tests that I wanted to kind of answer on this platform. Obviously, I'm going to answer it on the course here so I can continue to move through the course. But I wanted to kind of jump on here and kind of give you guys my two cents, because I think I have a very interesting and different perspective on this, and I just wanted to shed some light on it. So the question was, what has a worse impact on corporate culture, growing too fast or growing too slow? And I think there's two answers to this. I've been in part of some companies where when we're growing too slow and the majority of your corporate culture, meaning the majority of your staff, actually want to move quicker or faster, they want to have bigger impact, and they have legitimate and concrete ideas of how to do that, and you are stopping them or enabling them or holding them back, I think that can be a negative. I think that can put them in a negative mindset. I think they're not aligning with the overall goals and missions of the brand, thus their overall engagement levels may not be where it needs to be. Their overall innovation levels may not be where it needs to be. Their overall, the potential impact they may have in the long term may not be what it needs to be, because they don't feel that you guys actually want to make a change, want to make a difference, want to do something creative and interesting. And they may be spending their 7 p.m. to 12 p.m.s networking and finding a new company that kind of fits their overall speed and desired movement and desired innovation. And so that's one end of the spectrum as it pertains to kind of how, you know, how it can impact a corporate culture if you move too slow. Now, if you're moving too fast, I think, see, this is an interesting one. Everyone knows about the system where if you move too fast, just as a brand, whether it's like a clothing brand, whether it's manufacturing, you know, it, essentially, if you are taking on too much business, but you don't have enough cash to sustain the employees to spit out the production that you need, you can just grow too fast. You can literally put yourself out of business, which a lot of people don't understand. Now, from this aspect, as it pertains to culture, moving too fast can be a negative as well. From a leadership standpoint, when you move too fast and you're hiring too fast and you're having too many people inside of your organization too quickly, or your innovation is occurring too fast, what I think can happen is the amount of depth you can have from a personality and humanizing perspective with your leadership team can definitely take an impact, right? So what I mean by that at a very simple level is, if I initially had a team of 15 and in a 6-month period of time, that 15 grew to 85. And not only that, if we had 3 to 4 products and now we have 17 products, that amount of speed would not give me enough time to focus on understanding their family, focus on understanding their strengths, their weaknesses, understanding what tasks they want to work on, what projects will be most beneficial to the company, their overall strengths and weaknesses, as well as their overall goals in life. I just won't have that time. I won't have that autonomy. I'll have to be doubling down and focusing on so many different projects, focusing on so many different deadlines, focusing on so much infrastructure that I just want to have the time as a leader to double down and really create that culture that will be beneficial. And if you have people inside of that culture that is not built to move that quickly, that are looking for someone that's going to actually care about the small nuances of their life and their business, and someone that's going to want you to care about the small issues that are coming up, because let's face it, we're all going to have issues. We're all going to have problems. There are definitely going to be some problems that are going to be coming up, whether it's the complexity of relationships and personalities, whether it's they're not happy on certain projects they're working on, whether it's, like Gary Vee says, they think Karen is out there to ruin her, whether it's, you know, they have issues with their leader and the leader's actually being an asshole and, you know, that needs to be brought to your attention, but you're so much in the weeds and the muck hiring and conducting innovation and the business is growing so quickly that you can't really focus on these things. And so what can eventually happen is you can have people leave your brand because things are moving too quickly. There's not enough depth. There's not enough There's not enough focus and attention on true context. So, you know, what's worse from an impact perspective as it pertains to corporate culture, growing too fast, growing too slow? I think it's both. I think it's a 50-50. I think it's a bit of both. I think if you move too slow, I've given you guys great reasons of why that could be a negative. I think if you move too fast, I've given you guys great reasons of why that could be a negative. So the biggest tip that I'll give to myself moving forward as I jump back into the world of entrepreneurship at some point, and as I jump back into the saddle inside of another company, I think I'm going to do my very best to try to respect the nuances and the desires of what I have in the moment in time. And what I mean by that is I think too many leaders try to push the pace and try to, so like, let me use a sports analogy. The Baltimore Ravens right now have a lot of strengths. They can throw it deep, but they have a great intermediate game with their tight ends. They can run the ball, but they have a great outside running game as well and an inside game. So if I was the coach like they're currently doing, I'm playing to our strengths, right? I'm adjusting and reacting to the individuals that I have at the brand at the moment. I'm not going to try to drop back 45 times because I don't think Lamar Jackson is built for that. But what I am going to do is I am going to run the ball heavy. I am going to push it deep. I am going to take advantage of the intermediate game with our tight ends. I am going to try to rely on having our defense bend but not break with the great safety that we have in Earl Thomas and our great corners. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to design my strategies based off of who I have on my team and not vice versa. I think too many leaders are trying to push the narrative that they want, create the products that they want, create the culture that they want, and it doesn't work that way. You have to reflect and you have to react to the people that you have in your company. Now, you do have the autonomy as a leader to choose and pick people that you think are going to be a good company and culture fit to what you want. But let's say you weren't that thoughtful. And let's say you have 40, 50, 60 people where you weren't being thoughtful about how you're going to design things. At the end of the day, you need to adjust your company culture and move fast or slow based off of the people that you have at the present and moment time. Now, if you're willing to kind of go, balls to the wall there and fire a lot of people and do kind of a rebrand, that's definitely up to you. But to make things simple for this piece of content and for this answer, when you have those 40, 50, 60 people inside of your company culture, get to know them one-on-one and build and design how fast or slow you're going to move based off of who you have and not what you want to do. So this is just one man's perspective. This course here is pretty interesting. People analytics, and I like that they decided to kind of jump into this because the analytics and certain things as it pertains to data, it's all good and dandy, but you need to have a good foundation and a good understanding of what you actually are and what you're actually trying to do, which is building that company culture. So hope I was able to help you guys out, and I guess just have a good day, guys. Thanks a lot.